Hey again, Anchor. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about The Wizard of Oz and World War II. And we're also going to be talking a little bit about a book called I Never Promised You a Rose Garden and the difference between private psychoanalytic practice and public clinics and hospital settings. And the Jewish temple, and a little bit about the Old Testament. Okay, so The Wizard of Oz was adapted to screen in 1939 and was written by a man of German descent. His name is Frank Baum. And this is the same year that Germany broke out in World War II. And The Wizard of Oz is about a young woman who has a head trauma during a storm on a farm in Kansas. And her head gets hit, and she passes out, and then she wakes up in a magical land with a good and evil witch, with a bunch of little people called the Munchkins, with a talking cat lion, with a talking machine man, like an automaton made of metal, and with a talking farm scarecrow man. And she ventures through this otherworldly reality, and the witches have these laser technologies that, like, talk through their body. They can make things appear and disappear. They're psychical, and the evil witch, the good witch, tries to protect her, and the evil witch tries to steal her. Mm-hmm. And you know, she ventures through it with the three characters, the talking cat and the talking machine man and the talking scarecrow, and they eventually come to the wizard, who then helps her back home, and he has tons of technologies that can make him look like another man with another face. And he can talk into the head of the other face. And he helps her teleport in a hot air balloon. But he gives her a certain, you know, reality blessing. And then she is teleported back into her dreaming self back home on the Kansas farm. And she thinks it's real. And at the same time in World War II, in Germany, the Jews are being displaced and stolen from their homes. And a lot of them are having eugenics experiments done on them. And Germany was saying, we believe in an Aryan race with superior technologies and biologies. And they're leaving the Jews in a situation where they're trying to eradicate them. And they're also obviously trying to steal something from them if they keep them in these camps for a long time and are doing biological experiments on them and mutating some of them. So there's something to this. Who knows what is going on with their heads? If they have more advanced technologies they're not acknowledging, who knows where lots of people's heads even were? They could have been anywhere. And so there's this synchronicity. In Europe, they're killing the Jews. In America, the Jews are, you know, they're either working or they're at home. And some of them, a lot of them, it's a very popular movie, might be tuning into something like The Wizard of Oz, which comes out that year. So this is going on at the same time. And as far as Hollywood history goes, if you believe in anything with technology in Hollywood having any higher sort of, you know, understandings beyond they have an imagination and they can shoot it, there might be something to them if there are, in fact, more advanced realities. And the synchronization of this as far as history and Hollywood and wars with the United States of America go, it might mean something. So today, if you go to a hospital in America, a lot of the time they do not have somebody that works with somebody that has, let's say, visions of another reality to work with them and anything to do with psychoanalytics like they do in the traditional and private practice, if you ask for one, which has been around since World War II with Jung and Freud, who both write about the fairy tale who both write about stories like The Wizard of Oz during World War II, and who Young writes about the witch as a valid female archetype. And Freud did numerous analytics on numerous fairy tales and the child and the validity of fairy tale in society and imagination. So these are real. And if you study psychoanalytics, you learn a lot of the times many people learn both of them. They're two of the very big ones, and they're from World War II again. World War II. And they're not in the camps. They're not Jewish, but they're at home writing contemplative essays before and after the war. And some of it has to do with archetypes and magic and, you know, what is imagination? Sometimes, and religion. They write a lot about this, and civilization. So this all comes together. So if you go into a hospital today, you're not going to hear a lot, oftentimes, about Freud and Jung, and you're not going to hear a lot about somebody listening to you if you're having otherworldly visions. If somebody puts you in the hospital, you might get negated, you might be given to a scientific codification, you might be given a pill. And they might only work with you for a few minutes a day, and you might, some people can have a situation where they are having visions. And with today's modern technologies, there are tons of people with gaming and VR. There could be a cross-wiring, not impossible, because this is the platform we're given to work with, right? So it's possible a human being, if you're being open-minded, could have some kind of cross-wiring that's coming in with some kind of neuro or some kind of visual or audio situation. Now, when I was in grad school, we read You Never Promised Me a Rose Garden, which is about a Jewish little girl right after the war in America who goes to a sleepaway camp in America. And she starts having problems where she starts seeing otherworldly beings, and they talk to her in verse, and she like gets beamed in and out of that reality and brought back into the reality she's in. And so her mom takes her to a hospital where she's diagnosed with schizophrenia. And again, this is in the mid-20th century before VR gaming, after a whole population of Jews were stolen in Europe. But they, again, are making movies like The Wizard of Oz, even though it's of the imagination in Hollywood. And so she's jumping back and forth. And if you're raised in the Jewish temple, you're taught to lots of magical stories. One, for example, is Moses and the parting of the Red Sea in Egypt, and how he saves the Jews and is so powerful that God gives him the power to make the sea part so they can walk all the way across the sea. And he sometimes feels like he's talked to by God and given superpowers from God. And some of the Jews in the Old Testament live to be 1,000 years old, and they have all kinds of magical powers. And you're taught to this as a little child, which he probably is in this the story, You Never Promised Me a Rose Garden, they don't get into that, but she went to temple, and so you read these, and a lot of it is in something like verse. You read in Hebrew and in English, and a lot of it is, like, poetic, and, you know, it teaches them morals and ethics and ethical codes, but also a lot of it is really magical, and it's kind of written in verse. So there's a huge parallel with this little girl, and she goes to camp right after, you know, the Jews were dying in camps in Europe. And it's a very famous book that sometimes people read that study psychoanalytics. And she's seeing otherworldly beings. They're talking to her in verse. So then she's schizophrenic. So they put her in a hospital. And we're now like 70 years later. They have VR gaming technologies. And there are still people that will come into a hospital that might be really experiencing this. And I think with them, they really need to be acknowledged. Like, they need to talk to somebody about what they're experiencing, what is happening, not be negated. And there needs to be an advancement in the hospital setting so that they can have something like a psychoanalytic. If they have somebody in a private practice for people with more money, they should also have them in a public practice, because what happens if they want to talk about it? And then it's kind of sad that only the person with the money gets to talk about it, whereas the person in the public practice is just being negated and given a pill, and they don't really get to talk about it that much. And it's just a few minutes of somebody listening and not giving them much And in the private practice, a lot of the time, you'll listen to them talk about things endlessly, about association after association, and give them all kinds of feedback. And with somebody with an advanced degree, just like a psychiatrist has one, they also do, but they're giving them all kinds of information on associations and working with them on what's happening. And also trying to keep them in that reality. And there's nothing wrong with medicine if it really helps ground somebody in that reality. But to have the both. So I think that's something moving forward that they really should not be blocked out of the hospital with a psychoanalytic practitioner. I think it's a little remedial just to have a medicine practitioner and to just have a science codification. Especially with all kinds of VR and gaming technologies today. And the hospital system is only kept in privacy laws. In the United States of America, if you're in a government grid that has every single surveillance camera protected by intelligence in the military, if you're not kept by something like that, then every single diagnostic in the DSM might not be valid because they have biological hackers and terrorists, and they have people that can spy with computers, and then that induces paranoia, and it could induce all kinds of visions, possibly with criminal technologies, and that could be part of also what's going on. And we don't want to lose these people, because a lot of people are very gifted creatively that have all kinds of visions, and we don't want to lose them to criminal technologies and people that steal people from the United States of America. We believe in working with them. And I think the hospitals should be more encouraging of, you know, connecting them beyond if they're just there for a day or a week or whatever. They should connect them to creative groups and people that always are creating, and not in a juvenile way, but genuinely creating as adults and working with all kinds of populations and even to lectures of people that are famous, because why does the famous person get to be creative, and why do they get to sometimes have these visions or possibly even experiences like this, and they just don't report it, and they get to then generate something like a video game or a movie or a book, and they might even be experiencing similar things and they get to do this. So, and they might even see somebody like a private practitioner and just might not be going to talk to somebody in a public hospital. So that's part of the problem with mental health, too. With people that fall into an old-fashioned codification sometimes of maybe a psychotic disorder if they're seeing otherworldly beings or they're hearing something other people aren't seeing, which also could be something to do with a virtual technology because they have tons of gaming technologies. I even saw something recently about a public school and they had an assembly. And somebody brought in some, VR gaming technology, and they made a hologram of, a whale, a huge, blue whale jump in front of the whole entire auditorium of kids in, an old-fashioned gymnasium. And it looked really real. They were sitting in there and watching a real-looking whale jump in front of them. So, in some grids, if you go report that to a doctor in a hospital, they might say you're cuckoo. In other grids, they might think there's something else to it, and it might be a technology, even. And maybe they're not cuckoo. So as you move forward with technology, it starts to change and shift what human consciousness even is. But it depends on who has the technology and what their agenda is. And we don't want to lose people like we did in World War II in secrecy. And we don't want to lose some great creative types either, because they're really valid. And I think they need to upgrade the hospital system is what I'm trying to say. And I think people should tune into this and advocate for this. Okay, so thanks again for tuning in today, Anchor. And watch Wizard of Oz again. It's so great. I used to watch it all the time when I was younger. It's really an epic, classic Hollywood. And think about how it's from the opening year of World War II, and it's written by a man of Germanic descent. And if you get a chance, read that book, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. If you like psychoanalytics and you like studying kids and imagination and certain psychological disorders that they codified, almost 100 years ago now that sometimes they still use in certain grids, I recommend checking it out. Okay, have yourselves a great evening.